Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I have a couple of extra things, you know. Visual Aids Day in church, you know. It's kind of like that day when the science teachers just showed movies because they had to do something else. There you go. So, Jesus is risen. And may the presence of our risen Christ fill you with joy this day. There is an art form in Japan known as kintsugi, right? It is where a broken piece of pottery is mended using urushi lacquer dusted with powdered gold or silver or platinum. And this makes the brokenness a part of the story told by the piece of pottery. The break becomes part of the history of the piece, but it also helps the piece move forward in beauty. And if you've ever seen some of this, it is amazing. As I was preparing to preach the Thomas story again, 34th year in a row or something like that, right? I was struck by this Japanese art form. And what it can help us to discover from today's gospel. Because today in the gospel story, the disciples are broken. To begin with, not all of them are even together as they're huddling in that upper room. They're depressed. They're saddened. They're terrified that they're going to be next. Not a one of them is thinking straight. Jesus, the one on whom that they had bet it all, was dead. There will be no uprising. There will be no kicking Rome out of Jerusalem. There will be no reform in the temple sponsored and inspired by Jesus. And then they were feeling guilty on top of it all. All of them had run away. Oh, they'd talked a good story Thursday night saying, we'll be with you. But when Judas came with the mob, they ran. They abandoned the one person who had done nothing but care for them, care for the people around them, and even cared for total strangers. The disciples that day were broken. And like us, they too were broken in sin and in selfishness. Why else would they have run so far and so fast? And so into this festering pit of fear and woe appears Jesus. They thought that he was dead, and Jesus appears in their room and greets them with peace. Jesus comes into the midst of their fear and trembling, into the middle of their sadness, and he comes not to chastise them, not to punish them, but to give them peace. Jesus takes their brokenness and begins to repair them with the gold-filled lacquer of God's love and God's peace. Now, all of that fear and brokenness is still part of their reality. It's part of their story and their history. But Jesus has arrived in love and peace to transform their brokenness into beauty and light. Jesus comes with his own brokenness transformed. He enters with the wounds from his crucifixion, but instead of bloody holes that lead to death, they are now transformed in the love of God, in the power of God, to show us a path to new life. Those wounds are still part of Jesus' reality. They are part of his history and the story we read, but they are now repaired. They're not repaired with silver or gold or platinum, but they're repaired by the will of God, with the power of God, in the love of God. Which brings us to Thomas. Thomas is not there as Jesus is doing his kintsugi work on himself and on the disciples. Thomas is alone and afraid and still running. Thomas is disappointed and depressed. Thomas is broken like the others, But maybe more so because he has run farther and faster as he was abandoning his teacher and Lord. And so when he finally arrives back, the rest of the disciples tell them the amazing, the unbelievable good news that Jesus is risen. It's just that Thomas doesn't believe it. Or perhaps he can't believe it. Peter and Andrew, James, John, Philip, all the others, they meet Thomas with their brokenness restored in the love of Jesus. Thomas is still broken. Thomas is perhaps more alone now, more sad now, and now more afraid because everything they're telling him might be true. How will Jesus treat him now? Because he ran. He ran far and fast, and while he may not have denied Jesus out loud, he certainly denied believing in the things that Jesus taught as he was running. So when the next Sunday arrived, when today arrived, Jesus again entered and appeared in their locked doors with greetings of peace, with greetings of peace for everyone. It wasn't only for the people who had been there last week. It was for Thomas as well. Jesus comes in peace for all and then speaks directly to Thomas, not chiding or blaming or condemning, but inviting him to come so that his brokenness may be made whole. From the kintsugi of the resurrected Jesus to the brokenness of Thomas, God's love works its powerful way, and Thomas is transformed. Jesus talks about us today as well. Jesus talks about those of us who have not seen the beauty of the wounded yet living Jesus. We haven't seen that, and yet we still believe. Jesus talks about those of us who are broken, and who in that brokenness still hear the good news that Jesus is risen. Jesus talks about those who feel the power and the presence of God right here in worship, who know that Jesus comes to us in this table and brings us forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. In our brokenness, in our selfishness and sin, in our grief and our sadness, in our pain and in our waywardness, the risen Christ enters with grace, with peace, with hope and joy, with life and salvation. And as we struggle with what to do, with how to behave, with where we should go, Jesus enters our lives with guidance and strength to show us the way. Thomas was lost, but Jesus found him. Like Jesus found Peter, and like Jesus found Mary Magdalene, like Jesus finds you and me. And this is what we celebrate today and all throughout this Easter season. The love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord is so great that even in our weakness and rebellion, God loves us. And Jesus was willing to die so that our brokenness could be restored. As we come to this place, as we come to this table, the love of God is with us. As we share the good news that Jesus is risen, the love of God flows through us, and we are broken no more. From the beginning of creation, God has had a dream that we will show God how much we love God by loving and caring for each other. We broke that relationship that makes it possible. And in Jesus, our risen Lord, who locked doors can't keep out, in that Jesus, we are restored. Our brokenness remains part of our story, but now transformed by the love of God into something beautiful and useful. That is how God sees us. When he looks at us through the lens of Jesus, we are beautiful and useful because God is so great. Amen.